It's been a year since Mayor Tom Barrett advised Milwaukee residents to install water filters if they live in homes built before 1951. That's when pipes that carry water from mains to households were made of lead. Children are particularly vulnerable to exposure. While city officials say it will take years to replace tens of thousands of service lines, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz checks on how far the city has come in educating the public.
If anyone could convince a city official to speak out publicly, advising citizens to install a filter to protect from possible lead exposure, it's Mark Edwards. The Virginia Tech professor and his team brought national attention to the Flint, Michigan crisis. Certified filters that mount on faucets can range in cost from $20 to $50. Edwards says filters have proven to be extremely effective.
Even in Flint, where we had tens of thousands of parts per billion lead coming out of the tap, EPA took hundreds of samples from those worst-case homes and never found a case where more than 2 or 3 ppb was going through the filter. So the filters have worked in our lab, they've worked in the field.
In September 2016, Edwards shared that message and the stage with Milwaukee's mayor. The two were part of a panel on drinking water and aging infrastructure at Marquette University. Barrett said afterwards he felt compelled to share Edwards' filter message.
Here's an expert who says that these filters are amazingly effective. And so I thought, I'm not going to keep that revelation a secret.
7 months earlier, the city had sent letters to 70,000 households advising them to run faucets a minimum of 3 minutes if water had been sitting in the pipes for more than 6 hours. And although the letter mentioned a filter could add a layer of protection, Barrett's statement got the big splash. Several community partners, including the United Way of Greater Milwaukee and Waukesha County, responded by raising $90,000 to buy filters for the city to hand out. Nearly 2 months to the day after Barrett's recommendation, Health Department Commissioner Bevin Baker announced a pilot program that would begin to deliver the free filters to the community.
We've already procured more than 2,000 of these filters, and they'll be evenly distributed to the north and south side.
According to a Health Department spokesperson, the dollars didn't quite stretch that far. The agency had around 1,700 filters with which to work. Neither quantity was enough to meet demand. At one Southside distribution location alone, supplies tapped out within an hour. 100 people penciled their names onto a waiting list. At the same press event, Commissioner Baker said a lead public awareness campaign would be unveiled in the coming weeks.
We hope to roll that out late November, early December, and that would be a media campaign to educate the public regarding this issue. So that is underway.
Lead is a natural element found in the Earth's crust.
3 months later, Mayor Barrett proudly unveiled Lead Safe Milwaukee, including its 3-minute video found on the city's website.
So you can see it's a very friendly reminder to parents to do what they can to make sure that their kids are safe. We will have this on buses. We're going to have an internet presence. We're going to be sending the brochure out with our water bills as well. So we're trying to hit communication on different fronts.
The message may be friendly, but critics found fault with the campaign from the get-go. It focused on running the tap, but also the hazards of lead paint and getting your kids tested. But it fell short of addressing the lead and water situation as the public health crisis it is. That's according to Brenda Coley with Milwaukee Water Commons.
I don't think they've been much interested in really letting the public know in a concise, clear way what the issue is. I don't think that they have promoted enough the issue of filtration as a way to keep you and your family safe.
Some 10 months after Mayor Barrett's filter recommendation, criticism continued to spill over, this time at a Common Council committee meeting. Alderman Tony Zielinski proposed a resolution that would direct the health department to intensify its messaging.
They don't go far enough to let the public know that the water filtration devices are the better option than running cold water.
Zielinski also wants lead testing recommendations to extend to age 6. Currently, the standard is 3 times by age 3. Health Commissioner Bevin Baker stood by his department's policies.
We have made recommendations that are consistent with national and state and the medical community's most current evidence-based practices. And we far outpace many cities in the nation by having some of the most stringent rules when it comes to lead hazards.
The Public Safety and Health Committee is due to debate the educational strategy at its meeting this week. Whatever its outcome, testing and filters are just first steps. The city has yet to craft a comprehensive plan to replace the 70 to 80,000 lead service lines coursing beneath the city. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.